Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gyeongsu G just making a video how men need to grow a pair of balls. Let's see if I prove this point. Here we go. Yes, here's this quote saying, "The woman is half child. Whoever has a wife should consider himself a warden. The woman is also a crazy animal." Yes, let that sink in into your brain. Remember, women are just giant children with tits. Mentally, they're more of a child, but physically, they're more of an adult. So there's somewhere in between. And once you realize this, why are men paying attention to women? They are doing some crazy things. Just pay attention. You have eyes in your head, right? Use them. Yes, and then you marry these women thinking it's gonna stop their shenanigans. But no it doesn't. You marry them and they still act up. Yes, remember, you have no repercussions if she changes the deal. And guess what? A lot of the times they do. Because they're giant children. Do you get it now? Huh? And you still give women rights. Why? Look what happens. Look, let me bring up the receipts. Yes, look at this guy. This guy is married and you think he's having a good time? Yes, let's find out. It says, "Wife sent me a reel. It said I need to ask sorry. Vent advice welcome." This is a story by a cuckold. That's just my opinion, but what do you think? Yes, women are bad because we allowed it. Look at this guy. Just look. Well, left for the office with a happy mood and forgot everything. At 2 p.m., I got an Insta reel from her. Oh no, your overlord? Oh no, it's my wife. What a lame-o.
We don't take kindly to your types around here.
It said in the picture, "Me waiting for my husband to ask for sorry for his mistake." Ooh, you did bad, boy. Ooh, now it's your ass. Let's see what your lovely lady's gonna do to you. Ooh, I bet your lovely lady looks like this guy. You married her. Congratulations, you did well. Oh, Jesus, what a retard. Well, back to the show, right? Yeah. After seeing the reels, tears formed in my eyes, and it hurts me to think what mistake I made. You see that? What a simp. What a weak cucking simp. You don't do that. That's why his wife is acting like this. Because she doesn't respect him. Without respect, there is no love. And that's when shenanigans happen. Am I right? Asking for intimacy is a mistake. Moreover, it's been months I have not fought with her for this issue. So you have to fight this lovely lady for you to get a piece of pussy? You sure this is the kind of ass you want? Don't bend over backwards for these women. They're not worth it. They treat you like shit, and you still keep on paying for them? You have kids with these women, and they take all your money. They'll do everything, and they don't respect you. They don't appreciate these things. So why do it? Why? If it was worth it, then go for it. But is it worth it? Is it? I don't know, man. It's up to you to decide that. And look, this dude says, "I take care of bills. I clean house. She cooks." Ooh, okay. "I usually give back massage and press her leg in the night." Oh, okay. You see, massage, you do all this stuff and all she does is cook? Huh. You know that the best cooks in life are actually men? Yes, all the best chefs are men, not women. Yeah, look at this guy's Stockholm syndrome. Yeah, this guy is all scared. Then it's in the end, "I made mistake. Weekend is coming." You see, now he dreads the weekend? Oh, that's when you should have fun, you know? Everybody works for the weekend. But not you, because you're a lame and you're weak. Yes, you'd rather suck the dildo that your wife puts up your rectum. But this is what you are? You're weak. That's why she doesn't respect you. That's why your life is like this. She's treating you like shit because that's what you deserve, because that's what you project. So how can a woman love you? Honestly, look at yourself. A lot of guys are like this. Don't be this guy. Just saying. And don't worry, that's not the only lame ass Look at this dude. This guy's another fucking stupid head. It says, T-I-L. My husband is a cuck because I had an abortion. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And it goes on saying, wanted to share something humorous related to abortion. Humorous, yes. Something's funny about abortion. Maybe it will give someone a smile who needs one. And yes, and she's talking about her husband, the cuckold. Yes, let's laugh about my husband. Why not, right? So a couple months ago, an Instagram post came up on my feed from a newspaper about how women were stocking abortion pills before Trump's presidency begins. Yes, because you chicks want to be whores. But who cares, right? As long as you hit your mark. Some mouth breather commented, mouth breather, do you mean a caveman like this one? Yeah, you calling people cavemen, you know, it's not a very nice thing. You want to insult people? Guess what? I can insult people too, so shut up, lady. What a disrespectful wife. I know why this guy doesn't divorce her. Oh yeah, that's right, that guy's a weak cuckold. I forgot. Doi. Well, commented about getting educated and not getting pregnant. How many abortions do they need? Sick. Guy is right, right? And she goes on saying, I responded saying that I had a master's degree and I was married. Master's and married. A woman doesn't need a master's degree to have kids. Yeah, because a girl from McDonald's could get a kid, a 20-year-old. If you had a master's, doesn't it take 10 years to get your master's degree? So she started like at 20, so she's 30 maybe? Huh. Whatever. But, you know, this chick thinks she's smarter than everyone else because she has a master's degree. Useless degree in my opinion, but whatever, right? And I had an abortion not that king ago. What do you mean by that? Do you mean you're fucking a black dude and he's your black king? Or is that a typo? I don't know. I'm a minority myself, but this chick has a master's degree and she's writing like this, so doesn't that tell you that college degrees are worthless? If this chick's doing this stuff, this lady is stupid. And the guy that's married to her is even stupider than her. So, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Man, I like talking in Ebonics. Be cools. Oh, anyways, let's go back to the story, right? Because sometimes shit happens and abortion is healthcare. What? How is abortion healthcare? That does not compute. And you have a master's degree? And what? And stupid? Oh my god. Man, this chick is just delusional. Just wow. Wow, wow, wow. Master's degree. Yeah, it's very masterful. The mouth breather responds with, so you're married and got an abortion. Does your husband know that it isn't his? Most likely. What a lame weeko. He's weak, so yeah. I thank him for his concern, but say my husband was fully supportive because he respects my body, bodily autonomy, and that married people have abortions of all kinds of reasons that don't necessarily cheating on one's partner. Oh yes, just because he knows doesn't, it's still cheating. He's just, the guy's a weak faggot. A cuckold, that's what a cuckold is. Womp womp. Finally, the mouth breather says, it's massive cuck energy, letting your wife get an abortion and that he'd rather blow his head off. I said he didn't have the balls. Yeah, literally. What'd you do? Did you cut him off like the video that I did last time? Or is it in your purse? Who knows, right? And then ended by saying, my husband thought the whole thing was hilarious. Oh yes, I'm sure he thought it was funny. But the guy looks like he's beaten. You look at his eyes, he has like the dead eyes. He's just, he don't care. He's dead inside. Oh, wonderful. Well, that's what he gets for being a loser. Why, man? Why? There's so much women out there, but yet you do this. Why do you torture yourself? Why? Just look. Don't let these women fill your head up with it that you're weak and you're stupid. You should know your worth. Just because you're getting late doesn't mean that you should be putting up with this crap. Even if you're married, how much is your dignity worth? I don't know, man. Look at these weak men. That's why women don't respect you. That's why they'll never love you. So, either way, you shouldn't give a fuck. If you get the pussy, cool. You should treat it like you're not gonna get it and treat it like a man. You'll see she won't like it. Or you just do your own thing, man. Well, I don't know. It's up to you. This Ganzuji saying, goodbye, take care, be the best version of yourself, and don't let these fucking women get to you, man. You're better than that. Bye-bye.
I'm sorry!
I didn't hear anything. Was the video on YouTube?